After you get done eating, unfortunately, what do you have to do with the dishes?
Wash them.
Okay. After you soak the dishes up, what do you have to do to them? After you soak them, you have to...
And dishwater and wash it.
Okay. But we got the soap on the dishes, what do you have to do to get it off? Have to
rinse them?
Yeah, okay. What do you use to wash the dishes with?
Soap, but...
Okay, well, I mean, do you have anything you use, you don't do it with your hand, usually you have a...
Bottle.
Do you ever have a piece of cloth or anything you use to...
Dish rag.
Dish rag, yeah,
yes. Okay. That's, and what about drying them off?
We dry them with the dishcloth.
Okay. The, what do you call a thing that you dry yourself off with when you take a bath?
Towel.
Bath towel.
Okay. The, you might ever say Turkish towel or anything.
No, not very often.
Okay. With a, in a house with running water, what do you call a thing that you turn to make the water come out?
Faucet.
Okay. Any other words for that? Did you all call it a faucet?
Spigot.
Spigot, yeah.
Okay.
Is there a difference?
No, I don't think so.
The if you had an outside connection, maybe you put a garden hose onto, what would you call that? Maybe stuck on the side of the house, but it's still running.
Maybe it ought to be a spigot. I don't know.
Okay. How about if you had a barrel and you had something that you turned on to make the whatever's in the barrel come out?
Bung.
Okay. The this is something that's really hard to describe. It's a common household utensil usually made of metal. You stick on the top of the bottle to pour liquids into the bottle. You know, it's real wide at the top and narrow.
Faucet.
No, it's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom.
Yeah. Faucet.
A faucet? Is it?
I don't know.
Oh. A lot of times people are describing a tornado. They say it's shaped like a, the cloud is shaped like a,
funnel?
Yeah.
Funnels, right? Yes, what the... That's the...
Yeah. Try to describe
a funnel.
Yeah.
I was mistaken on that.
Yeah. When you're driving horses, usually you're going to carry what with you?
Whip.
Okay. How about oxen?
What was the last question?
So if you're going to drive oxen instead of horses, would you carry anything different?
Yeah, I don't know what they'd call it. Horse whip, I mean.
It'd just be a bigger whip.
Yeah, it'd be more like a club, I'd say.
They have a little stick maybe to poke the ox in the back or in a flank.
You never did that, did you?
I don't know. I imagine they'd have to poke them in the head, nose, if they wanted to turn right or left or something. And I just swear like everything else.
if you go to the grocery store, the guy at the checkout counter is going to put your groceries in them. What's he going to put them in?
Box.
Well, if you don't, if you have just not quite enough for a box, he's going to put them in a
bag.
Paper bag.
Okay. Would you ever call a paper bag anything else?
Did you ever what?
Would you ever have any other word for a paper bag?
Sack.
Okay. You wouldn't ever call it a poke or anything? Or,
no. Okay. Sack, usually.
Okay. Is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Sack is smaller, usually.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's made out of
depends on what kind of sack you're talking about.
Yes.
The grain sack is pretty.
Oh, yes.
It's
but they don't put.
What are some different kinds of sacks?
Different kinds of sacks.
Mm-hmm.